On this Friday afternoon, we're joined by Eric Snodgrass. He is with Nutrien and Agrible. Thanks so much for being with us today. I appreciate you taking the time.
Yeah, as always, I love talking weather, so we certainly got a lot to talk about today.
Oh, we do, and I wish you had a better story to tell, but I don't think that's really the case, is it?
Yeah, you know, we'd like to get into a pattern where we would just be getting some regular rainfall, maybe just one day a week, maybe 2 days a week, that we're going to bring in some precip, giving us anywhere between, you know, 3/4 of an inch to an inch of rain, and then five to six nice sunny days that are in the middle to upper 80s and overnight lows in the 60s. Right now, wouldn't that be perfect if I could just dial that up for you know, all the way until, I don't know, November?
can I just order that?
Yeah. But we need that kind of weather to kind of, I don't want to say salvage, but to honestly salvage what we've got going right now with just the incredible delays due to weather this year. And unfortunately, we've got rain to our west right now, and what we're seeing setting up in the pattern is a trough that's going to be kind of hanging out in the north central plains over the next 10 days or so. And it's interesting because when we watch this pattern, the trough is actually retrograding. It's a bit of a longer wave pattern, and sometimes those move west instead of east. Now, I'm not saying our weather is going to be coming from the east, but what I'm saying is that the bigger pattern is kind of shoving itself back to the west a little bit. Now, what does that mean? That means that for the foreseeable future, and I say that, I'm talking maybe your next 10 days or so, the chances of us having days where we're above average on temperatures, where we're getting into the middle and upper 80s, that's very, very slim. More than likely, we'll see a lot of 70s as our temperatures. Now, if this would have been, a normal June, we'd be like, oh, well, that's fine. You know, get sunshine in, you know, a little bit of rain, we'll do perfectly fine. But we're in a situation where we've got to play major, major catch up. A year ago right now, when we look at our way we've kind of accumulated grain to grida units, we were way ahead. You know, after that slow April, May and June came in as almost like a blast furnace and got us really going. Well, this year, we don't have that. We're actually still behind on our grain to grida units across much of the Corn Belt. And as a consequence, we're always going to be playing catch up. And the other thing, too, is we need rain. We need to keep getting it, believe it or not, to help this out. But the rain that's coming in over the next 24 hours, got multiple chances across Illinois. Gosh, this will be starting maybe late tonight, but all Saturday we have a high probability of rainfall. And again, that might even culminate in some nasty storms on Saturday. We'll have to watch that very carefully. But if I just tell you, next 10 days, they see a stripe that goes from Missouri all the way to Ohio, and some pockets in there might pick up an additional, no joke here, another 4 to maybe 6 inches of rainfall. So the eastern Corn Belt that's been struggling, that has been cool lately and will continue to be cool, they're about to get a whole bunch more rain. So if there was any last ditch effort to get planted, and as we're trying to get this soybean crop in if we can, Mother Nature's saying, well, your next 10 days are not looking to be the best across a pretty big stripe of the Corn Belt, again, from Missouri all the way to Ohio. So yeah, that's what I've got here in the near term.
That's just not a good pattern at this point, I suppose.
No, I would much rather see things shaping up like they might at the end of the month. So we are watching very carefully, kind of getting to that fourth week of June, the very beginning of July, with that retrograding pattern. We could take the heat out of California and suppress it with a pretty sizable ridge. So we haven't heard, they've had some extreme heat in the Central Valley, 105 degree days there. Well, if they get this trough, what that allows to happen is basically the midsection of the country starts to build in a ridge. It's just the normal wavelength of the flow pattern of the atmosphere. Now, we would love that, to get some of that heat in here to maybe start to catch up stuff. And I've now seen it for the last 3 or 4 model runs. So that's at least a glimmer of hope as we progress toward the end of the month. But I'm very worried about this crop being so susceptible to anything other than perfect weather. You know, when crops have a good start, they tend to be more resilient toward adverse weather throughout the season. I think this one's going to be just a bit more vulnerable. So we're going to have to be very careful that we don't bring in a flash drought situation at some point as we move through the month of July. That's a real concern I have right now.
What do the rest of the growing areas in the Northern Hemisphere look like at this point?
Yeah, well, there's going to be a developing story, I think, coming out of the Russian wheat belt with time here. So I'm talking really about that part of Russia, but Kazakhstan, also eastern Ukraine, in that region. And why I think there's going to be a story is that they started off the season with decent moisture, but because of the highly amplified pattern over the U.S., that same pattern translates across the Atlantic Ocean. And they've been seeing above average temperatures for a while now, sometimes 10 to 15 degrees warmer than normal. And it's forecast again over the next 15 days to be much drier than average. And so that's a region where, as we, you know, we're planting one crop and getting another one out, the wheat coming out and the corn and soybeans going in, we need to keep an eye on them because it could become part of our weather story here in the United States with our markets. I guess about the only other region to think about, you know, it would be over in China. And China's got two big growing areas for corn and soy. That would be just south of Beijing, a little bit west of there, but then again, north and east of Beijing. And those two areas, the northeast quadrant, I don't have much of an adverse story to tell, but the southern part of that has been dry and it's forecast to stay dry. So there is, you know, there's some concern about what's going on in those two other places here in the northern hemisphere. We're watching carefully, but certainly Central Europe and Western Europe, including UK, have been very, very wet as of late. So it's been a highly amplified pattern, and it is not one where the whole world is able to make grain this year.
Hey, thanks so much. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.